Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dobson. Carew moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Norris moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Norris scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jeff Holly now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hile hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Ford reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiles hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blanks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Heil steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-3 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Don Hood now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 5, Indians, 5. Tom Johnson now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field. Heil picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heil. Kendall moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall scores. Kuiper moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to home to get Kuiper. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Bob Gorenski. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heil bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton now playing first base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.